have, Mobile.
Four HKX. Good morning, Andrew.
How you doing?
I think it was your dad on here calling you about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, I ain't going to hit the road too early.
Beep after you let off.
Roger, beep at the end of every transmission there.
Start that.
I don't know exactly. I noticed it either yesterday or Tuesday. I can't remember. It was one of the days I drove the wife's car to work because I was using the HD, and it was just, I don't know, it stood out to me thinking that it might be one from the radio, but then I noticed it on every transmission.
Until this morning, I didn't notice it.
Go, and I don't know why.
But did you have a good day yesterday?
Too bad overall. I got off work at a decent time yesterday. I think it's about 3:30-ish. I got to come home, so today's my late day, so I get to work until 5:35.
Feeling.
I'm always out later than that.
Okay, I was at home by 6 o'clock.
At least you sweated out too late, 8, 9 o'clock. Gift up your mobile.
KO4HX.
KO4CF.
To some and Friday Eve to others.
And I'm Friday. Plans for the weekend?
I was watching the weather, and it's up to, supposed to rain all weekend, or up here, supposed to rain Saturday, so I didn't make plans for that, and tomorrow I got to bring the tool truck down and have the generator serviced. Got to do a big service on it tomorrow.
Hey, you're supposed to save fuel. You got to go get out and about and spend it, and so
I want to get the generator serviced before summer gets here. I'd rather not have problems with it during the summer when I have no AC and it's hot outside.
Well, backing the guys in that are working in those hot shops without any AC.
But having to get them out is another issue.
I hope it doesn't rain all weekend. I know it's supposed to rain a little bit Saturday. Hopefully it'll be in and out, but I don't want to be traipsing around the woods in a raincoat. But if we got to do it, we got to do it. Still, I don't want to set up my tent in the rain. That sucks.
Setting a tent up in the rain or taking it down in the rain.
Check the weather again and see, because I'm still going to go if it's raining, which they might end up canceling. I don't know. I don't know if we'll go raining, camping in the pouring rain, but then again, we might. Soon we plan us all a camping trip. If I get a tent spot, we'll have some Dutch oven meals.
Like a good fun weekend.
Yeah, sounds good over here. KN4KFW.
Bust out the pineapple upside down cake recipe if I did. That was a good recipe, man. I enjoyed that. Easy on 85 this morning.
Behind me on Locust Hill now.
At one red light, and I can see at the next red light there's a police officer because they can see the blue lights on top of his car. They're just on. They're not flashing or whatever. He's in the right lane, crotch rocket in the left lane, revving it up. And they get going, and then the motorcycle takes off. I reckon what happened after that.
Motorcycle ran from him.
Out there about 300 or 400 yards, and then he saw he was going really fast, and then the police officer took off after him, but he never turned on any flashing lights. I see a lot of police officers just sitting on the side with their blue lights just on, not flashing, and I don't wonder what all that's about.
My travels on the interstate, so still it is curious why.
There.
Good on time this morning, but I snoozed too many times.
this morning, but I could be wrong.
Some days, but I wasn't as early as I wanted to be. We got the 6 o'clock meeting this morning. With the new parking lot that I'm in, it takes a little longer to get in. So I've been trying to get there slightly earlier on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's not working out too well today.
Master.
Man, it is a long walk.
It's one of them little folding battery-powered scooters.
Just through the years that I've tried, you know, whether electric or not, just trying a scooter, and they shut that down pretty quick.
Got the new Scout company coming in here. I think the name of it is Scout, where they build those batteries for, and they give them that $1.8 billion or something like that.
Old International when I saw it.
They're bad, but you know, I guess that's a good thing. I mean, they got BMW here, but man, they will and deal to do it. Because I know, I'm sure Volkswagen got a good deal to set up down in Columbia.
It attracts workers from other states and just makes the prices of everything for us go up.
Had like 4,000 jobs or something like that.
Any workers, just, I'll be honest with you, most of them I get 4 or 5 at a time, and you know, only a couple of them work out.
I just want the money.
I'm trained.
With that, I got one of my newer guys. I've been there, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe a little more than that. He's been doing training, trying to get his jobs. You know, we try to get him to where they can run 4 different jobs, and he's up to 3 now. Yesterday we were a little short-handed, and he comes up after lunch. Line's already running. He's trying to find one of my process leads and tell them that he's not wanting to run that job that quarter. And so, steady get behind on his job, walking around trying to find somebody. They finally tell him to go get on his job, and then they come tell me. He says he don't want to run. I said, you tell him he can go home. Because that's his 2 options. He either runs that job or he goes home. And we'll send him over to his company, HR, because he's a contract workforce, and they can deal with him from there, because I'm tired of it.
Tells me about where he works, same kind of thing. They've got guys that'll come in there, and they won't even make it to the first break, and then they go home. They just don't want to do the job.
Then I got this, he's probably a new kid that started. He's 3 days in. 3 days working on the line, and you know, whenever I meet him, I always tell him, look, you're going to hurt. Your hands will hurt. You've never done this kind of work. They're going to hurt. You know, give it a month, and you'll get adjusted to it. And he come up 3 days in, he said, man, my hands are really hurting me. Can I see the physical therapist? I'm like, yeah, you can do that. You're going to see him anyway at some point, but I was just like, man, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I told you, you're going to be hurt. You got to do something, and I don't know, 3 days in, I already complained about his hand.
I like using a joystick.
Yeah, not everybody knows. Once you get in there and you realize what we're doing, sometimes it's not for everybody, but, I mean, like I said, they were told multiple times they're going to be hurt, so it shouldn't be a surprise 3 days in.
His hands with a rubber hammer, and then it'll feel better.
That'll do versus what you can.
It's a little meme or whatever. I guess little short video. It's got the Lego characters on it, and the one guy is like the auto dealership shop foreman, and he's telling all the workers what words they can and can't use. It's funny.
That one, but being in the industry and the tool business, I can imagine there are quite a few.
When I saw it, I couldn't figure out how to send it. The fluid was like non-binary shift fluid or something like that.
But I mean, you got dykes. strippers. I mean, all that stuff. It just, you can go, I can go on for days, I believe, in things you're not supposed to say anymore.
Maybe that's why all the young people like to work from home. That way they just don't get offended.
It's a sad day and age we live in. I mean, just that, I don't know. KO4CN.
Where, I know some company was laying off thousands of remote workers, and they made the comment that most of them didn't do anything anyway.
We are reaping the rewards of that.
Sorry, I doubled with you. Go again.
I'm sorry, Ken. I was just saying they've had it too easy, never had to earn anything, and now we're reaping the rewards of that.
You saw the article that one company was laying off several thousand of remote workers, and it said that most of them didn't do anything anyway.
In age, and it's changed a lot since COVID and, you know, the natural progression of people getting stupid, I guess. I don't know. But, well, gentlemen, I'm pulling in the parking lot, so it is time for me to say 7-3. Y'all have a good day. Be safe out there on the road this morning, and maybe we'll holler at you later today or tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, enjoy your jog into the plant. KO4HKX.
7-3, Andrew. Enjoy that awesome Thursday morning meeting. KO4TFW. 75 today.
It's going to be nice today, but I think are they still calling for rain tomorrow?
And, Saturday.
Saturday.
It's rain, like, you know, yesterday they said it was just going to be a little bit in the morning and then hit and miss in the afternoon. I mean, it rains, didn't rain hard, but it rained steady all day.
They're saying there's a 70% chance of showers at the house Saturday, so you won't be able to get nothing done outside.
That's either tonight or tomorrow. That way it'll be done for the weekend.
This afternoon might be a good chance to get it done.
So it was going to be warmer up where you live than it is down here today.
I'm seeing, but about the same, not much difference. But, so you never know.
Got any clothes to put on anymore? You can't never tell.
I wear the same thing year round.
Shirt.
Sure. A little negative on the shorts. I wear a pair of blue jeans and a Dickies work shirt and t-shirt underneath it. Haven't been one to wear shorts much. Everything I'm doing, they're not a good fit for that.
When I'm working in the yard and that, you say I'll wear shorts.
Time you see me in a pair of shorts is when I'm inside the house. Other than that, you can forget it.
Foggy, but I ain't seen any fog yet.
So I'm coming down the mountain, and it's a little foggy over here in Taylor's. But not bad. It's a little high up yet. It hadn't, you know, like right there at streetlight level.
Went ahead and raised the interest rates again.
They only went 25 instead of 50 this time, so I don't know. I don't claim to understand how all that works and wouldn't want to be in their position, but I have to say that I do see enough of it that they have put themselves in this position.
I'm with you on that.
Later, things tend to catch up with you, and all you can do is kick them down the road so far. And then when they do go off, it's usually a whole lot bigger mess.
Same thing with the government that the normal people are doing. They're charging up the charge card, and now the interest rate's higher, and you can't pay for what you got, and then because you don't have no money, and then now they want to raise the spending limit, and that made the same thing, right?
Pretty much how I understand it. The only difference is they have the Satan of printing more money and then just making it worse on everybody.
Run out and get anything today at work since it's not raining.
Yesterday?
Twice, just for little things.
It was a nasty day all day yesterday. It was just awful.
Cool all day. You know, I don't think it ever made it to 50.
So, and then I got done early yesterday, so it was just a weird day yesterday.
Radio yesterday when I was coming home, you were talking to, somebody about programming a radio or something.
Daniel, KI4DTY and Elisha, KI4EJY, brothers. I was figuring you'd be on around then, but I never did hear you.
Conversation, and I wasn't that far from the house, so I just let you guys go on. Before that, but I knew it's about time for Susan to call, so I didn't do anything.
Peter's been a little quiet this week as a whole. I mean, I may be wrong. It may just be me when I'm in here listening, but it just seems that way.
Saturday and Sunday morning, it's hard to raise anybody.
It's real hard to raise anybody. I mean, rightfully so. Everybody's busy doing things, or they're sleeping in on Saturday morning, or taking care of whatever things are, you know, and radio is not the top priority.
I went for a walk yesterday, man. The ball field was full. They were the day before.
Tryouts or something over there?
Be into a softball game.
I mean, if I was going to go watch baseball or softball games, that's where it'd be, is watching the kids play. The only problem with that is the parents in the stands.
This is adults, and that must be like church leagues or something.
Could be church league, could be just a league that's going on up around the house. They got a softball league for men and one for men and women, and you'll have the VFW, different businesses to put a softball team together. Just something to do to get out of the house, I guess.
You know, at night, you know what I mean, now all the lights will be on in the ball field. Man, it's lit up big time. KN4 TFW.
Buffer out, KO4HKX.
They let the field grow back up with all them Bradford pear trees. It's about to cover over all the trees. All the lights and that now.
Considered Bradford pears an invasive species of tree, they make them and clear that out of there.
Georgia, where they genetically modified some, I guess they were poplar trees, so that they would grow fast. They grow in half the time. And that, and they're growing them down there in Georgia. I wonder how long till that goes south or sideways.
There's some things people just need to learn to leave alone and quit genetically altering them. It was made right the first time. It doesn't need human intervention. But I know up in Brevard, we had Bradford pears lining the main street and all that through the center of town. Now they're taking all those out. And it's a huge mess trying to get through town. You might as well, if anybody's listening trying to go to Brevard, avoid it.
The problem is they're out taking over all the fields. You can't hardly do anything now. And man, it's hard to get rid of.
They're pretty hard to get rid of, but I mean, we brought them in here, so it's our own fault.
Right about that.
Taken care of about coming down for Easter.
It's tell what her sleep schedule is or whatever. Half the time she stays up during the night, sleeps during the day, and they're just not on no schedule at all. And that, but Susan will probably talk to her some this weekend and settle out the details. But I think they're coming down. But I think it depends on the son-in-law. He's got a little bit of vacation time, but they got to figure out, you know, what to take.
Not too big a problem, and you get the whole family together for...
They drove down. I don't know how they went, but it took them forever. It was like an 8-hour trip for them, and I mean, me and Susan make it in 5. But she's like 5.
Dog or something? Where they got to stop all the time or what?
Sometimes you can't never tell how they go. They think they know how to go, and they just go way out of their way. I mean, the daughter, one time, she was trying to go from... Where were we at? We were at a Traveler's Rest football game, and she wanted to go over there to Cherrydale. She came all the way back up to 290, all the way to Greer, all the way to Taylor's, down Rutherford Road, and over that way.
I don't live down here, and I know better than that.
Like 3 or 4 miles from where she wanted to be, but didn't know how to get there.
Surprisingly, that's a lot of people. Don't know how to get there. And Google is your friend.
We're starting to learn to drive, and, you know, you didn't have Google and smartphones, and it was like, you know, they'd say, how do you get to the mall? And I'm like, really? You've been there 200 times. You don't know how to get to the mall.
We weren't paying attention when they weren't the ones driving. I'm going to have to pull in here and get settled in and get everything opened up and ready to go. Hope the rest of your trip safe, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on your way home. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Ken.
Yeah, 7-3, Patrick. Perfect timing. I'm 100 yards from the gate. And you have an awesome day. Be safe out there. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW.